We have Jane McKenzie from Jane McKenzie's Health and Fitness. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Now, firstly, tell us a little bit about your business, what you've done in the past and what you've been doing over the last few months when everyone's been in lockdown.
Well, I've set up a business, Jane McKenzie's Health and Fitness, which is basically Pilates-based, but also I teach chair-based exercise as well. And I've been in the fitness industry for the last 30 years. And since we've been in lockdown, I now run my Pilates business online. So my husband and I'm very, very lucky to be in lockdown with a very experienced technical person, my husband, and he runs my website and has developed our online business.
Okay, good teamwork.
I'm very lucky. We offer a service for people that obviously can't do exercise. At the moment, as we just heard yesterday, people can't go on and do exercise, can't go back to the gym at the moment, and haven't been able to for the last 3 months. So we set up our service to mainly, predominantly for all my clients that I teach my classes for, and I've got one-to-one clients and two-to-one clients. And so I wanted to make sure that they kept exercising because it's so important to exercise, not only physically, but for mental health as well.
Mm. Do you think that it's actually been a problem in lockdown? I mean, despite so many people like yourselves talking about the importance of exercise online and government information and so on, I've noticed there's a lot more people on social media anyway talking about exercise and the importance of it. But do you think there's actually quite a lot of people out there who have kind of turned into couch potatoes over the last few months?
I think during lockdown, lots of people have been at home, obviously, a lot more, because initially we weren't allowed to go out pretty much hardly at all anyway. So that increased the amount of sedentary lifestyles people were having. The government was saying, yes, go out and walk, but maybe not. Some people don't like walking, so therefore they were maybe not doing as much exercise. If they were getting up, going to work, then maybe they were walking to the station, they were walking to wherever they were going to, walking around in the office, etc. And so a lot of people were sitting down and a lot more sedentary over this time. So yes, it has increased the increased people doing less exercise now.
Something I've always found quite interesting is how different people exercise. Now, if I want to exercise, I basically get on my bike and cycle somewhere. Naturally, I'm probably quite an antisocial person, so I like being on my own, on my bike. But not everyone is like that. And do you find there's actually a lot of people out there who like exercising in a group?
Yes, absolutely. I think I found with Pilates particularly, it's a very social activity. I've been teaching sports and fitness for a long, long time. And when I started teaching Pilates, I was really surprised how the diversity of people that come along to the classes, and sometimes you can get husbands and wives come along, you can get friends come together, you can get different. I've had three generations in one class before. And when they come to class, they often turn up 15 minutes early and they have a little chat with each other. And then they'll do the same at the end of the class as well. And so it is a very social thing, and that's really important because lots of people make friends through coming to classes, and also they enjoy that social aspect of meeting up with someone each week and just enjoy being in a group and the atmosphere that creates. Mm. And that's something that when we took our service online, that was something that I wanted to try and replicate as much as possible.
Mm. When people are exercising in a group, you know, they might be in a Pilates class or something, you know, before lockdown, the kind of courses and structure that those classes might have, one of the things that I'm sure you consider is so people don't overdo it and they don't injure themselves. Do you have any tips for people who are trying to exercise at home so they don't overdo it?
I think exercising at home, a lot of people are exercising with... firstly, they need to exercise with someone, make sure that they're a fully qualified trained instructor and that they're going to look after them if they're exercising with someone online. If they're exercising on their own, then they need to make, and doing maybe sort of going to a YouTube video, and some people are just finding videos and doing them, then that's when people can get into problems, because then they can start to do things that maybe they either are a little bit too difficult for them, or that they've got maybe got medical problems that they shouldn't be doing certain exercises, but they might be watching and thinking, yes, I can do that. And that instructor that's giving that exercise obviously isn't aware of the medical conditions that person's got. So I think it's people have to be very careful when they're exercising on their own. If they're doing, like yourself, if you're going out, sort of the government have said, go cycling, go walking, doing all of those things, then pretty much sort of people are okay doing those kinds of things, unless they haven't been on a bike, obviously, for 20 years. That's not so good. But they need to be stretching when they're exercising, at the end of their exercising, because lots of people might do exercise at home, but then they don't do their stretching after. So they need to make sure that they warm up correctly, that they do their exercise, be it on their own or be it if they've joined an online group like myself, or if they're watching a video, they need to make sure that they warm up and that they stretch afterwards. Otherwise, the muscles aren't ready to exercise beforehand, and so therefore you could pull something. And at the end, if you don't stretch correctly and don't stretch the muscles, then the muscles contract. So over time, and we've been over 3 months now, and it could potentially be going into 4 months, then those muscles will actually shorten. And then the range of movement around a joint becomes less, and then you're more likely to injure yourself, particularly with back.
Now, with a business like yours, you do all these online sessions like Zoom sessions and so on, and you promote things through your Joe McKenzie's Health and Fitness page on Facebook. You've obviously got enough of a personal relationship with the people who sign up for your classes and so on, so you can kind of advise them accordingly and individually. That's kind of one side of the fitness the fitness industry, for want of a better term. But now we're in a situation where everyone expected that gyms would be opening soon, and quite a lot of people go to gyms now, but they still can't. As a fitness professional, what do you think of the government's decision to not open gyms? Is it a problem or not at all?
I think it's a huge problem, because I think a lot of people need to be able to get back to the fitness that they were doing previously, be it going to the gym, be it going to the sports centre, going for a swim, whatever activity they were doing. It's really important. One of the things that I always try and promote with exercise is to do something that you love doing, that you enjoy doing, and have a passion to do, and then you will continue doing it. And yes, it's great that people can come online and do exercise and do maybe go for walks and do those other things, but if they're not doing what they enjoy doing, they're less likely to do it. And that brings us back to that discussion we had initially about people being more sedentary, because if they can't do the activities that they enjoy doing, then they're less likely to do it. So it's so important that the government, hopefully they'll have a U-turn on this, as they have with several things, and that they will actually reconsider that we need to have gyms open. We need to have facilities where people can go and do classes, where people can go for a swim, and just get back into their regular routine, because it's so important both physically and mentally.
For people who want to get back into some routine, or maybe even try something like Pilates for the first time, how can they find out about you and what you do?
If they go to, I've got a website, if they Google me, Jane McKenzie's Health and Fitness or Jane McKenzie's Pilates, then they'll find me on Google, or go to janem.co.uk, and that will take them through to my website, or they can find me on Facebook on Jane's Health and Fitness. And if they come along to that, then they can do either videos, so we've got videos that we record, or we've got live Zoom sessions that I do. So some people like to just come along to videos. Some people like to do live Zoom sessions. Also, we've got a weight control tracker and resources on there for people that have maybe eaten a little bit more than they should over lockdown over this last 3 months. So we've got some support for that. And we've got a database of exercises too within there. So that's they can do all of that. And before they come into the doing any sessions, and I ask them to do a health questionnaire, and if anyone's got any underlying medical problems, then I'll phone them up, check that they're okay to exercise initially, and then I'll do a phone consultation with them if necessary to just advise them. And we offer alternative exercises on our website as well, so that when they're doing the videos, then if they've got back problems or if they've got knee injuries, etc., or they can't go down onto all fours, then some of the exercises I give alternatives as well. So I try and make it as safe as I can possibly for people that come and do exercise with me.
Absolutely excellent. Great example of a local business there. Good luck with it, Jane. Thank you for joining us this morning. That was Jane from Jane McKenzie's Health and Fitness.